So you guys got a bit of a tough act to follow after last night's Jets game in terms of pure entertainment for tonight.
Well,
what are you going to do to top that?
I don't know if we can. What a comeback. And that's the second time. It shows a lot of character. Good for them. Like, it's we can use that as a motivation as well for our guys. It can be done coming back in the game. I'm very proud of those guys. It's a great character win, so it's good to see.
Yeah, I wondered how much of you talk about the results up there, but they're a young team. You guys are a young team, so you're going to get those swings, I guess, in a game. That's just part and parcel with being a young team.
Yeah, somebody showed us yesterday that we're the second youngest team in the league, in the American League. So, and the Jets have quite some young guys as well. So, but you know what? Character's got no age, and coming back into those games was great to see. It's something we didn't do too often last year with the Jets, and this year there's two times already, so it's great. And obviously we can use that. We talk about the Jets all the time in the dressing room because we're one big organization, so it's obviously we can use that for sure.
Sure. What are you looking for from your team tonight, coming off Tuesday's loss?
We want to see. I think after the game, what we saw was the structure was okay. So the guys understand a bit more the structure and the systems collectively. But at the end of the day, we lost the game because we lost too many one-on-one battles. So we've talked about it. We've had some drills. We want to get involved in the battles and stay on the battle, stay on the puck. So that's the main focus for tonight.
You talked when Andre made his first start last week that he might have been a bit nervous and that. So what do you tell him sort of going into tonight, first home game?
I don't tell him anything. I just told him that he was going, and I'm going to let him prepare. He's a veteran. He knows what he has to do in order to get ready, and it started yesterday during his practice, and that's how professionals do it. So I didn't speak much to him. I know from the past that there's a few drills that he likes for him to get ready, and it's part of what we do anyway. So. And he was sharp this morning, so we'll see tonight.
Coach, it looks like Randall's is going to be in the lineup tonight.
Olsen, yes, he will be in the lineup, yes. And, you know, we had to make a tough decision. Ryan did not deserve to not be playing, so we had to make that decision. And we told the players, we told the team that sometimes we have to make hard decisions. And that was one of them because we were healthy. But he deserves to be back in the lineup for sure. And we'll see what he's going to bring tonight.
I just want to actually ask you before I forget about Scott Glennie. He's been out, obviously, on the ice the last couple games or last couple practices. Yeah. But still non-contact jersey. So he's just working his way back. Any timeline on him?
No, not now. Where we go, we evaluate him after the practices. The trainers, the medical staff is... will give me more of an update. I'll be able to give you a better answer tomorrow.
And then in terms of Blomqvist, Denham, those guys are still obviously not even skating yet at this point.
Denham will be out for a while, so we don't count on him anytime soon. But Blomqvist is getting closer as well.